Well, if you've won either the crown or the literary prize or the chair, then you are qualified, so to speak, to become an Asteroid. And there's what we call the Eisteddfod Board, which is a number of people who are representative of the whole Gorsedd movement and the Gorsedd officials. And you are nominated by members of the board. And if there's more than one nominated, then there's an election within the board. And I was fortunate enough to win that election in 1998.
And what is the role of an Asteroid?
Well, there is a public role, of course, which is to conduct the ceremonies, the three main ceremonies at the Eisteddfod every year, the crowning ceremony on the Monday, which includes welcoming representatives of the various Celtic countries who visit the Eisteddfod. Then there's the on the Wednesday, you have to conduct a ceremony, the ceremony of the literary prize, and Friday the chairing ceremony. Those are the obvious things during the week.
Have you got any special memories of the time as Archdruid?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to be asked away during the centenary year of the Gorsedd in Brittany. That was a very fine occasion. I was also privileged to go to Patagonia to re-establish the Gorsedd. There had been a Gorsedd there many years ago in the Welsh colony, but it had elapsed. And being that the Gorsedd in Wales, the Gorsedd by Ynys Cymru, is the mother Gorsedd, consequently, the Archdruid in Wales is considered to be the primary amongst the other leaders of Gorsedd elsewhere. But there were other happy memories and high points. For example, my last duty, in my last ceremony, was to chair the first female ever to win the chair, which was Meredith Hopwood. And that was a very big occasion indeed.
What is the significance of the Gorsedd for the Welsh people?
Well, to me, one of the main features of the Gorsedd is the fact that it has been a safeguard of the for the Welsh language within the Eisteddfod. You go back to Victorian times, and the Eisteddfod had almost become something which you could have held anywhere in England, for example. Almost. But it was the Gorsedd that fought and safeguarded the correct place for the Welsh language in the forefront of the Eisteddfod as an uniquely Welsh establishment. And I don't think that the Eisteddfod would have that unique feature of being a wonderful occasion festival, which was uniquely and entirely through the medium of the Welsh language. And the fine thing is, of course, that many people who are not privileged to be Welsh speaking are totally supportive of keeping the Eisteddfod in that way.
And what about the future then? Is there a future for the Gorsedd?
Oh, yes, definitely. There are young people who come forward to sit entrance examinations for the Gorsedd. There are people then, of course, who are invited to become members on the basis of their contribution to life in Wales and throughout the world, as a matter of fact, and they consider it a great honour. They realise that this is the way that we in Wales have of honouring sons and daughters who have contributed in certain ways to life in Wales and in other places.